Bailey here. Oh, hello, Nala. Yes. Yes, I know I should have called, but I just wasn't able to. I'm in the central part of the United States. Yes, that's right, I'm in the U.S. of A. It's called Operation Golden Sky. I'm on the trail of a very dangerous man called Jolt. That's right, Jolt. Evidently, he wants to control all of the U.S. electrical supplies with a network of wind-driven turbine generators. No. No, I will call you as soon as I can, but right now I am about to meet my contact. I've got to go now, Nala. I'm going into the bar. Yeah. Can I help you with something, pal? Yes, I'm looking for Windchime. What's your name, pal? Yeah, it's James Bailey. Okay, pal. Why don't you just take a seat in the corner over there and I'll tell her you're here.
Hello? I'm Windchime. You wanted to see me?
Yes, yes. I'm James Bailey, and I'm here to see you about, Operation Golden Sky and a certain Mr. Jolt.
I was beginning to think you weren't going to come.
Yes, it's the story of my life.
I hope you're not too late, Mr. Bailey. Jolt appears to be ready to connect his wind turbine grid at any time now.
Oh, I see. Well, I came as soon as I got the call.
Well, Mr. Bailey, I'll tell you what you are up against.
Please do.
Jolt is a ruthless man who is partly bionic, which is to say that he has a lot of electrical wiring and he requires a lot of electricity to keep himself recharged and functioning.
Very interesting. So, do you know what his plan is?
Yes. The wind turbine facility on the edge of town is the last of a series of similar facilities, and once it is connected to the grid, Jolt will control almost one-third of the electrical power in the United States. Having Jolt with that much power is dangerous to our security.
Yes, that is too much power for one man. Where is Jolt at the present time?
He's out of the facility in an underground control bunker with his bodyguard, Earthquake.
Who is Earthquake?
Earthquake is an extremely large and dangerous man who used to be a sumo wrestler until he got too large to wrestle and went to work for Jolt as his bodyguard.
Excuse me, did you say he got too large for sumo wrestling?
Yes. He's so huge he has trouble coming through a door.
I see. Please continue.
That's about it, I guess.
I don't understand, Windchime. Why have you called me on this? Why don't your own people just deal with it?
Jolt is not only a power junkie, he is extremely wealthy and has a vast network of political friends, so we can't trust our own people to help us on this one, because they may be on Jolt's payroll, too.
I understand. So I guess we'll have to go out to the facility and put a stop to our friend Jolt. Oh, why exactly do they call him Jolt?
They call him Jolt because he can hit you with a massive charge of electricity from either of his hands. So whatever you do, don't let him touch you.
I see. So are you ready to go?
I'll just get my Jeep. It's parked out back, and I'll meet you out front in a minute. It'll take us about 30 minutes to get there, and by then it will be dark.
Right. I'll see you out front. I never realized it gets so windy out here.
That's why it's the perfect location for the wind generator facility. Are you ready to go inside the facility?
After you, Windchime. Well, there's nothing but a loading facility on this floor. Shall we take the elevator down to the lower level?
Yes. The next level down is where the control room is.
Ah, Mr. Bailey. And Miss Windchime, how nice of you to visit us. I'm Jolt, and this is my associate, Earthquake. Say hello, Earthquake. You'll have to excuse Earthquake. He's a man of few words.
Yes. Why waste time talking when you could be eating?
If you're wondering how I knew you were coming, I have people everywhere.
So if you know everything, then you know we're here to stop you, Jolt.
You can't stop me, Mr. Bailey. No one can stop me. In only a few more minutes, this facility will be up to full power. And then when I throw that switch over there, the entire grid will be connected.
I see. So what are your plans for us, Jolt?
Plans for you? I have no plans for you, Mr. Bailey, other than to shake your hand and wish you luck. And then Earthquake will see you out. Here's my hand, Mr. Bailey. Good luck.
Don't touch him, Mr. Bailey.
Come on, Windchime, down this corridor.
I'm sorry you refused my hand, Mr. Bailey. but there is no escape, I'm afraid. Now, your demise will be slow and painful. Take care of them, Earthquake.
James is right. There's no escape. This corridor is a dead end.
You're right, Windchime. I guess we'll have to go back the way we came.
What was that?
It's Earthquake taking up his sumo stance, I'm afraid.
No escape for you, Bailey. Windmaster Troll say you must die, so die you will.
Stay behind me, Windchime. Okay, Earthquake. Here's a few more balls for you to juggle.
What did you do to him, James? Is he dead?
No, he's just a victim of global warming. Now let's get back to the control room before Jolt comes looking for us.
Too late, James. He's at the end of the corridor and coming this way.
Well, it seems I may have underestimated you, Mr. Bailey. No matter. Your time is up.
Well, then it's my turn to offer you my hand in congratulations, Jolt.
Mr. Bailey!
Is he dead, James?
No, Windchime. I used the power surge reverser that Miss Crew gave me to give him back the charge she intended for me. So, he's temporarily out of service until his circuits are repaired.
Great! So the grid won't get connected. I'll call my people to come and clean up the mess.
Well, thank you, Windchime. Now, if you'll just drive me back to town, I'll get a room for the night and catch a plane back to London in the morning.
Oh, there's only one hotel in town, James, and all the rooms will be booked by now. But you're welcome to spend the night at my place.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose I could do that.
Right. Then it's settled.
You know what's the strangest thing?
What's that, James?
Every so often I hear what sounds like wind chimes coming from your direction.
Oh, that's me, James. It only happens when I get excited about something.
Well, now the wind chimes are getting me excited, too.
Tell me, James, why do they call you Agent 9½?
Oh.
I think I just got the answer.
Oh, such a lovely sound. Just lovely.
Mm-hmm.